Joe Biden waves his crypt keeper finger over COVID and magically face masks disappear. So why the sudden change of heart on face masks from Fauci, the CDC, and the Party of Science? That's what we'll talk about today. So if you remember, all the way back toward the beginning of the pandemic, Fauci told us that face masks are basically a placebo and spoke as an authority on the subject.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz?
So what's the truth? Do masks matter or not? I'll be the first to say, I'm not trying to insinuate masks are unnecessary and you should yell at someone in a store if they ask you to wear one. Come on. I'm just wondering, how long should we believe that Fauci is evolving rather than just lying to us? I mean, look at this shameful turnaround on those who have been vaccinated.
You've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
No.
You can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it, and yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask who've been vaccinated. No. Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for 3 more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
So here we have Paul Rand speaking to Fauci, and Fauci knows about the efficacy of the vaccinations because there have been tests done prior to the release, and for months now, they've already known and seen the numbers for how effective the vaccine is. But yet he's still defending the fact that people should be wearing face masks even after they've been vaccinated. So now, Fauci is just participating in a charade, and he basically admits to it a week after the CDC releases restrictions on vaccinated people and masks.
How has it changed what you do? How has it changed your mask-wearing practices?
Well, you know, George, I'm obviously careful because, I mean, I'm a physician and a healthcare provider. I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask. I mean, before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals. But being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low. And that's the reason why in indoor settings now, I feel comfortable about not wearing a mask because I'm fully vaccinated.
Now, the data on vaccines has been available for months. He's known the efficacy of vaccines, so what's the real reason he flip-flopped on his whole mask thing with vaccinated people? So most likely, it's just simply a smokescreen for a failing economy. Word is that Biden was going to release the mask mandate on July 4th so that he could make this big gesture and try to appeal to the emotions of people. But because gas prices are on the rise, the housing market is in tatters, and there's over 30 million unemployed people, and people don't seem to be going back to work, and staggering inflation is on the horizon, well, Biden thought, I better distract from what's going on here by doing something over here and gain attention from the news media. And the media was all too happy to oblige. Biden had to do something to pull your attention away from his abject failures. I mean, we're basically living in the Wizard of Oz. These wannabes are pretending to be someone they're not. And the sad part is many people prefer to believe that there is a wizard that actually exists rather than to peer behind the curtain. And I get it. The more you look behind that curtain, the uglier it gets. And it's gotten particularly ugly lately. So for those who condescendingly told us to follow the science, we're the party of science, you climate deniers, I hope we can all agree that blindly listening to the experts without considering the influence of a ruling class that abuses power and thinks they're smarter than you, that craves crisis to manipulate the system and no longer works for you, then you deserve what you get when you ask for the government to take care of you. But for those who aren't sheep, it's time to admit your overlords were not following the science. They were playing a political game, and it's up to you and it's up to me to decide if we want to continue to keep playing it.
Catch new episodes of Indie Thinker with Reed Uermann for free right now by going to YouTube or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Simply type Indie Thinker with Reed Uermann in the search bar and click on my face. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to stay informed when a new episode drops.